Good morning, Audio Boo. It's the bank holiday weekend, Saturday the 25th of August, and it's, it's 8:15 in the morning. I'm sitting in my allotment shed watching the rain at the moment. I've come down, forecast for the weekend isn't good, so I thought I'd come down early and do a few odds and ends, take whatever runner beans and other veg needs harvesting, and then do a few other chores, head to the farm shop, and then head home. And I've got plenty to do there, so depending on what the weather does, I've got things to keep me out of mischief. But at the moment it's raining and it's still very hot and sticky, so I don't really fancy putting on a waterproof just to get covered in sweat and end up being a bit ripe myself. So I thought I'll just record an audio boo, have a cup of coffee from my flask, and wait till the rain stops, which it, you know, it's been one of those, it'll rain for a bit and then it'll stop, and then it'll rain again for a bit and then it'll stop. So it's just passing showers. And at the moment the showers are here, haven't passed yet. So perfect time for a coffee break. I think otherwise I've not got a lot to say. I'm still trying to catch up on other people's booze and various bits and pieces. I had a week off of social media, which I'll probably write a blog post about actually, because it's in some ways interesting what's happened since. I had a week off from everything. The only thing I did was if I end up with any new followers, I'd check them out and follow them back, just so they didn't think I was ignoring them and being rude. But otherwise, complete abstinence for a week. That ended last weekend, so it was the week before last, and might even have been 2 weekends ago, actually, thinking about it now. Anyway, whenever it was, since, I've been certainly on Twitter a hell of a lot less than I was before, and probably some of the other platforms as well. I don't know what I've done with the time otherwise. I think I've probably read a few more pages of my book each day than I would otherwise. But otherwise, I think I've just been concentrating on things better. I think it's quite a distraction, actually. I love it. It's fantastic. But it can be a real distraction at times, which is why I decided to do it in the first place. I had loads of work to do, and I was working long days, and really the last thing I wanted to do in the evenings was spend time catching up on a day's worth of tweets and Facebook and everything else. Now, I'm sure I've missed stuff, you know, because it is the kind of up-to-the-minute media of the moment, so I'm sure I've missed things. There were a few people that I follow, sites that I visit regularly, that I did specifically check when I finished my kind of blackout. I had missed stuff and I've picked up on it. But, you know, those are the kind of things that were, I guess, most important to me. And then there were others that there's just been, like, Audio Boo, where everybody seems, particularly Neil, seems to have been really prolific and booing every day, that I haven't quite managed to catch up on yet. But I will. And as long as he doesn't start booing twice a day or something like that, I guess I will catch up. So there you go. It was an interesting experiment, and I think it has changed the way I use social media since. I'm not sure whether that will carry on that way or whether it will change. We've got some holiday coming up, which I'm pretty sure is going to be somewhere where internet, or certainly mobile phone reception is not very good. So it'll be interesting to see there, you know, what happens. I mean, normally we take a holiday deliberately where we know mobile phones don't work, there is no internet, to have a complete break for a week. We'll see. I'm not planning to do anything specifically any differently. I think I'll just see how it goes and what happens. Oh, it stopped raining. I should finish my coffee and get back out there before it starts again. Allotment isn't looking too bad, actually. I've managed to sow the green manure crop that I was planning to, and I sowed that last weekend. And it's obviously quite fast growing because I've come down and you can already see, particularly looks like the clovers that are in the mix have come through, and also some of the other grasses. So yeah, that's looking quite good. I'm quite pleased with that, actually. It was a lot of hard work digging it. I'm hoping it's not going to be a real pain, and when it comes to clearing it for sowing crops later on this year or early next year. But yeah, it's looking good. I'm pleased. So I think that's about it. I'll sign off now. I wish you all a very good bank holiday weekend, and probably speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye bye.